One final question, which is the issue of stopping checkpoint therapy. Now, this lady was on a trial. I don't know how often in lung cancer, you know, you get into a situation where a patient's really doing well for, you know, beyond a year, 2 years. Have you stopped checkpoint inhibitors, and how does that go when you talk about it to the patient?
What an interesting discussion to have, again, because we really are in a data-free zone. Unlike chemo, where I think keeping that brake pedal down makes sense and it's kind of been verified empirically, I think there's a case to be made mechanistically that once you've gotten your response, the T cells can do their job. And so, you know, I appreciate the fact that some of the studies are trying to say, let's stop at 1 year, stop at 2 years, but also work in the rechallenge piece to the trial as well. A lot of the trials have that opportunity to stop trial either at 2 years or with a CR, but right into the protocol that a patient has the opportunity to restart. Anecdotally, I've seen both. Certainly patients have been happy with their response. They're scared to go off, and I completely understand that. So if they're tolerating it well, I've kind of let them stay on. Other patients who maybe have had a good response, who don't have to go off for a bad immune-related AE, but have just noticed some of the small things accruing, I've been very comfortable to have a conversation after a year or two and say, well, why don't we trial off and just do imaging on an every 2 or 3 month basis and just try to catch the recurrence. And at least once or twice, I've been able to treat at the point of recurrence and get that response back. A couple others I didn't. So I think we're in a data-free zone, and I certainly hope that we can get some more data to support these decisions going forward.